can meniscus-assisted rapid palatal expansion truly deliver skeletal changes in late adolescents and adults? Hello everyone and welcome back. In today's video, we'll explore the efficacy of MAP, meniscus-assisted rapid palatal expansion, as evaluated through a systematic review and meta-analysis. This topic offers valuable evidence on how MAR performs in achieving expansion when conventional methods often fall short in mature patients. When I first looked at this systematic review from the European Journal of Orthodontics, I was intrigued. The authors examined how effective meniscus-assisted rapid palatal expansion, or MARP, really is in older patients where conventional rapid expansion usually fails. They reviewed 8 studies, all observational, mostly retrospective, and found an average success rate of over 92%. In other words, MARP can indeed open the mid-palatal suture in most adults without surgery. On average, the skeletal widening was around 2.3 millimeters, while the total dental expansion reached about 6.5 millimeters. So roughly 1/3 of what we achieve is true skeletal change. The rest comes from alveolar bending and tooth movement. However, the authors also point out significant limitations. Almost all included studies had a high risk of bias. There were no randomized trials, and the outcome measures varied widely. This makes it hard to compare results or to quantify how much of the expansion is truly orthopedic. Clinically, the picture is nuanced. MARP works, but it comes with side effects. We see consistent molar tipping, some buccal bone thinning, and slight loss of alveolar crest height. These are not catastrophic findings, but they remind us that non-surgical does not mean side effect free. Interestingly, one of the prospective studies even noted changes in nasal soft tissue. The nose became slightly wider, moving forward and downward. That tells us the expansion forces reach beyond the dental alveolus. In sum, MAP offers a promising non-surgical option for adults with transverse maxillary deficiency. It won't replace SARP in every case, but it broadens our therapeutic range. We should use it selectively in motivated patients with good bone quality and realistic expectations. Yet, as the authors emphasize, the evidence remains weak. We urgently need well-designed prospective studies to confirm how much of this expansion is skeletal, how stable it remains over time, and what long-term periodontal impact it may have. For now, MAP stands as a valuable tool, provided we interpret its results with scientific caution and clinical humility. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.